I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris. The holy month of Ramadan is winding down. That's when observant Muslims fast during the daylight hours. When the fast is broken in the evening, it's done with other people. And it can happen in someone's home, a restaurant, or a community or religious center. I recently broke the fast with a group of Muslims at the Islamic Center of Detroit. And first I met up with a small but mighty group whirling around the kitchen. They were chopping vegetables for a salad that's as big as a bathtub, assembling vats of yogurt with cucumber, garlic, and mint. And they're working on tonight's main dish, makluba, a delicious combination of chicken, vegetables, and spices. The cooks in this kitchen come from many cultures and countries.
He's Yemeni, he's Iraqi, she's of Syrian descent, she's a Palestinian, she's Egyptian, I'm Yemeni, she grew up in Kuwait.
That's Yemen Ahmed, secretary of the Islamic Center of Detroit. She says the practitioners who come to the center are a very diverse group of people. The kitchen crew has been working hard all day to prepare to feed hundreds of people at tonight's iftar, or breaking of the fast. And remember, these cooks are fasting too, which can make tasting the food a little tricky. They are allowed to taste with the tip of their tongue, but no swallowing. The sun will be going down in a few hours, and that's when the fast is broken and the meal is eaten. Right now, people are trickling in the front door, bringing sweets and other food donations.
Oh, and here we have, alaikum salam, Ahmad is coming in with what looks like a bouquet of mint, fresh mint. We've been using the dry stuff, brother.
I've been bringing it every day. Just getting to bring
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Ramadan is a holy month in the Muslim tradition. Its members are required to fast and abstain from intimate relations. The idea is to reflect on your faith and life and develop empathy for people who are less fortunate.
You're starving, yes. Your digestive system is growling and doing all sort of things, but all of it is supposed to trigger that thought process of why are we hungry? The hunger, that fast, is related to everybody else out there who is disadvantaged, doesn't have enough to eat, doesn't have enough resources.
The Muslim faith encourages people to be generous, especially during Ramadan. For the center, that means opening its doors to anyone for this month's free meals. And leftover food gets donated to a food bank. The iftar begins with a call to prayer. Then people break their fast with dates and water, and there's a short service in the prayer halls. Back in the kitchen, the food has been loaded onto trays. Teenagers are wheeling out carts of food to the big tent outside. Cook Sana El-Haj Musa hands Yemen Ahmed and myself a cup of freshly squeezed juice.
Lemon
and orange.
Orange.
And honey.
What?
Honey and asal.
Oh, and honey. So honey, orange, and lemon. So she wants you to get a little taste of it. مش كلها كثير عليها.
Very bright, like that bright lemony citrus. Nice.
Outside, people begin to fill their plates and eat a full meal. Because Islamic etiquette encourages modesty, women and men are separated when they eat and pray here. Ahmed begins making me a sampler plate when several other women approach me and also offer to make me a plate of food.
So tell me what's going on.
I already put some baba ganoush for you. I'll skip the chicken there because it's almost done, but I'm going to give you part of this exquisite dish right here, the makluba.
That last person chiming in was Maha Mustafa. She's the center's outreach director. I'm sitting with her at a small table with women whose roots are Egyptian, Yemenis, Palestinian, and American. And we're all talking in a swirl of various Arabic dialects and English. Mustafa says at the end of the day, that's what an iftar is all about, human connection.
If we don't do stuff like this and all come together, how are we supposed to connect and build relationships?
She says at iftar, she meets people she's never even seen before, and she loves that. The Islamic Center of Detroit has an open-door policy for anyone and invites them to visit the center and experience an iftar with other people. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Kyle Norris.